Boogie.
Good morning. In the morning. Fourth one.
So, are you a cheat? Not with your partner at games and sports and exams and stuff.
Just anything else.
Yeah. Let us know. And this is all because there's a new edition of Monopoly where you have to cheat to win. Hi, Lynn from Livingston. What are you saying?
I'm saying this was years ago. My dad was due to play a Scottish Cup semi-final with his team at football.
Hang on, an actual Scottish Cup semi-final?
Well, like the boys.
All right, so it's not like the actual Scottish Cup. But no. Like maybe the Scottish Schools Cup or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. His best player had a two-match ban and couldn't play, so there was absolutely no way that we could get this game put off. So my dad came up with a cunning plan.
Was your dad the manager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sent me and my brother to the park with a spanner to steal the crossbar. So we had to do that. So with the referee turned, he stole the crossbar.
You stole the crossbar in the park?
In the cornfield behind. So when the referee turned up, there was no crossbar, so the game couldn't be played.
Wow!
That is unbelievable!
That's the best goal ever!
The name and shame.
No, don't say his name! He'll be up in front of the SFA beaks before we know it.
Disciplinary proceedings.
Oh, man, that's a great story.
So when the players returned to the team after they got the crossbar back, what happened?
But we had to wait. The team was from Fife and we were through in Edinburgh. So once they'd gone away, me and my brother went back and put the crossbar up and the game was played about 5 weeks later where the player had served his ban, so he was able to play.
And did you win?
Yeah, we did.
That is by far the greatest piece of sporting cheating I have ever heard in my life. Lynn, you've won the phoner today. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Craig Levine will be doing that in the next round of the Scottish Cup.